Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice, and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week, we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. This week's episode is with Ryan Stoey, number 41, our second-year veteran goaltender who hails from Calgary. Ryan has exceptional reflexes and a solid left glove for stoning the shooters. So with me tonight is Ryan Stoey, number 41, goaltender, second-year veteran. Hey, how's it going? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good tonight. How are you?
I'm doing good. Enjoying our brisk Montana weather.
Oh, yeah. It's getting cold.
It's getting cold. Snow's flying. Yep.
Yeah.
So tell us about yourself.
Well, my name is Ryan Stoey. I'm 19 years old from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. This is my second year with the Americans, and yeah, I'm a goalie. Been playing goalie for quite some time, so yeah, good.
So how did you get started in hockey?
Pretty much my dad has played hockey his entire life, and then he got my older brother into hockey when he was really little, so it was kind of just a no-brainer when I was little that I was going to play hockey. So I started when I was like 3 years old.
What made you decide to be a goalie?
That's a tough one. Like, my dad wasn't a goalie. My brother's not a goalie. When I was in youth hockey, we kind of just rotated. So, every player got the chance to be a goalie when you're just little kids. So I think when I got my turn, I just fell in love with it and knew that's what I wanted to do. So once I got into the older age groups, I became a full-time goalie.
Well, I keep getting told that goalies are kind of weird. So is that the case?
Yeah, that definitely is the case.
Well, to stay
goalies
there,
definitely aren't normal.
Well, to stay in there and let people shoot pucks at you at 90 miles an hour. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
So do you see hockey in your future? I mean, is this a stepping stone for you, or is this just you kind of finishing out your hockey, you know, high school hockey and club hockey and all that stuff, or?
Yeah, I really want this to be a stepping stone for me. So like, I really want to go on to play college hockey. I don't exactly know where, but I want to play college hockey, and then depending on that, how that goes, it would be awesome to play some pro hockey in my future. I think that's always just been a dream of mine. It'd be
awesome.
So cool to do this for a living.
Who would you like to play for?
Oh, can't be too picky. I don't know.
Okay, well, who's your favorite team?
My favorite NHL team is the Ottawa Senators. But there's a lot of good pro hockey in Europe and other countries other than Canada and the United States that guys can play in to make a living.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that would definitely be an experience to go play in the WHL over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the WHL is super good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is your second year, so you've got one more year to go. Are you going to planning on coming back?
Yeah. So obviously in the off season, I'm gonna try to make a junior A team somewhere in Canada. Like this season, before I came down here, I was trying out for a junior A team in Alberta, but that didn't go to plan. So yeah, I came back here, which is Yeah, that's fine by me. I really like it here. But yeah, I'm gonna try next season to make a junior A team somewhere in Canada, but
Okay.
see how that goes.
Right.
Yeah, but not opposed to coming back here for sure.
So if you did get picked up by a college, what's your major? What are you wanting to go in for?
I think definitely I've been actually thinking about that a lot recently, and either business or probably get my EMT to become a paramedic or a firefighter in the future. I don't exactly know. Haven't just made that decision yet, but definitely something that interests me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And of course, being an EMT, I mean, at some point, if anything, you could always go to work for the NHL as the a resident EMT at a stadium.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That at least keeps you in that whole environment.
Yep, for sure. I've also thought about going to like goalie coaching, going down that path, but you never know. You never know
Right.
what'll happen.
Nope, you gotta stay flexible.
Yep. Gotta
Life is
keep your
anything,
options open.
yep, life is if anything but solid. I mean, it'll throw curveballs at you every day.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, growing up, what would be your most memorable game in any period?
Actually, I think that actually happened pretty recently. So growing up, I never had a team that was like super good that won a whole lot of games in the seasons, but in my last year of U18, my team we won the regular season, finished first place, so that we got to automatically go to the provincials, the Alberta provincials tournament. So that happened after playoffs, so we played in that, and it was at our home rink in Calgary. So we played in the finals, and it was a packed barn and just lots of people there, and we won that game. So I'd have to say that one was really cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How many saves did you make in that game?
Can't remember the exact number. I think didn't have too many shots. I'm pretty sure it was like we won 5-2. I think they had 31 shots, so 29 saves.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yep.
Yep.
So what's your go-to food before a game?
My billet mom Wendy, she makes chicken Alfredo before our home games, and that's definitely my go-to. I really like that.
I don't know what it is about you hockey guys, but that seems to be the most common thing is chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, honestly, like I'm not picky. I like any kind of pasta, like spaghetti or anything like that. Is I love before a game. It's really good.
Yep, get them carbs for that energy.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So, are you a superstitious person?
I'm not really superstitious, but I definitely do have some come game day that I like to do, and I do every game. But I think I'd say my biggest one is probably I play hacky sack after right before we go, or like right before I get dressed to go on ice for on ice warm ups. I play hacky sack and like try to keep it up and kick it around, just get my hips moving and just get my eyes working. I really like doing that.
Well, I don't know if it necessarily qualifies as superstition. That's kind of just a pre-game warm-up, though.
Yeah,
I used
that's true.
to play hacky sack back in the 80s, so
Yeah, it's fun.
I know what it does for the hip flexors and the yep. Oh
Yeah, and then I also like before at the start of every period, I like to spray some water down down my back, just cold water, kind of get me going.
Okay.
I like doing that. Yeah. But
Is there anything, if you're in a winning streak, is there any particular thing that you do that to try to continue that winning streak?
Yeah, I'd say like just kind of keep everything the same. Just like where I go to eat for lunch on game days. I'd keep that the same. Just like what I do before the game, what kind of music I listen to on the way to the rink. Just like to keep everything the same.
All right, and then of course the opposite is, what about trying to break a losing streak?
I definitely do switch up like a few things, but it doesn't change much. I'd say just listen to different music and maybe try eating something else for lunch.
Okay.
I don't think too much about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot, a lot of athletes when it comes to team sports like that, they definitely have their superstitions and their little routines and their little, it's always interesting hearing what,
Yeah.
the things that people come up with, and it's the same way with fans. I mean, there's certain things that might have happened, that while they're watching the game and they, scored a touchdown or they got a goal. And so after that, the fan, I
Yeah,
got a
do the
buddy of
same
mine.
thing.
Yeah. I got a buddy
Yeah.
of mine that I don't think he's washed his, he's a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. I don't
Yeah.
think he's wore his, washed his, Chiefs jersey in probably 10 years. Cause he just,
That's crazy.
He's scared to death that if he washes it, then they're gonna go back to being bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people have some pretty crazy superstitions, but I'll keep mine pretty simple.
Excuse me. All right, so here's a question for you. Make you think a little bit. You're trapped in a cabin, snowed in. What are your teammates? You don't know how long you're going to be there. No electricity, you got fireplace, you got to, you're roughing it. Who would that one teammate be and why?
This is actually a really good question, because when I saw this on the list and I've been thinking about it and like I still didn't come up with an answer, so I was just gonna come up with one on the spot, because there's so many guys on the team that it would be good with. Like honestly, there's no one that I wouldn't want to be in there with, but I think I'd pick Phil. I think me and Phil build a good fire and maybe play some board games or some card games or something. Make the time pass. That'd be good. Yeah.
Well, there's other ways to look at it too. You also kind of want to look at somebody that has some skills, to help you survive and stuff. And
Yeah. Don't know
yeah,
how long you're gonna be there.
right. Well, yeah, because
Yeah.
I actually got this question from one of the podcasts I listen to for I'm a Nashville Predators fan, and
Oh yeah.
the podcast Locked On Predators,
Nice.
they had Gus Nyquist on
Okay.
there, and they were asking, taking questions from fans, and that was one of the questions. Only their question was, if he was on a deserted island,
Oh yeah.
and he picked Cole Smith, and come to find out, Cole Smith was 85% of the team's choice,
Wow.
which
Huh.
says a lot about him,
Yeah, for sure.
But I thought that was a pretty good question, but you answered
Yeah.
it right because when you said that, pretty much anybody on the team. So that's a good answer in itself right there.
Yeah, I think the snow and the mountains are a little more suitable for Montana than
Right. Right.
the
That's well,
deserted
that's kind
island.
of yeah, that's kind of what I was looking at. So I was told that you have an interesting story about your rookie year down here, getting down here. Would you be willing to share that story?
I want to hear what did you hear?
Well,
Because it was a crazy, there was a lot.
this involved with you helping your sister move.
I don't think that's the right story. I
Not the
don't know. I have a sister.
oh well, then that wouldn't be the right story.
Yeah, it might have been about someone else.
No, because we were just specifically discussing you. And this was brought about because of last week's interview with Sam and his story about having to walk across the border carrying all this stuff, pulling his cart and everything, you know. And this individual told me, he said, you need to ask Stowie about his experience crossing the border. And the guards asked, you know, that because I guess you didn't have a visa or anything like that.
Last year, when I came, I kind of just figured they'd like figure out the visa thing at the border, which is what they did this year. When I got to the border, they gave me a visa for 8 months. But last year, I got to the border for the first time coming down, and they kind of just like said I could go, like I was good. They didn't really give me any trouble or ask me about a visa or anything. So I thought, I kind of figured that was weird. But it was when I left to go back. I can't remember when that was. But I left to go back, and then I was coming back down here. So I was crossing the border, and then that's when they were asking about the visa, and they were like questioning me, like, how, why am I living down here? They're like, they pulled me into the building, and they're it was scary. It was really scary. But
Yeah, I can imagine.
I got through it though, so I made it back down.
So there are other interesting stories about your border crossing?
I think, and then when I came back, I went back to Calgary at Christmas time, and then Bob and Wendy, they took me and my bill brother to a Flames game in Calgary on December 27th, and then we came back on the 28th with Bob and Wendy, because we flew home before the break. And when we were with Bob and Wendy, they were questioning Bob and Wendy about our visas and how long we'd been there, and so like they're wondering who they were because they didn't really understand the whole billet parent thing. It was a gone show.
Wanting to make sure they weren't kidnapping you or something.
But other than that, I haven't really had many problems at the border. Especially this year, it was smooth.
Well, you know, the further we get out from COVID, the easier things like that get. COVID had everything messed up so bad it wasn't even funny.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell me about your family.
I've got my older brother. His name is Steven. He's 21. And he's a heavy duty mechanic in Calgary. And then my dad, he's also named Steven. My brother's Steven Jr. But my dad is also a heavy duty mechanic in Calgary. And then my mom, Catherine, she works for Imperial Oil, which is a oil company in Canada. She's like, I don't actually know exactly what she does, but she just is like a assistant kind of. She deals with a lot of paperwork and stuff like that, and yeah, seems like a hard job, but I don't really understand it fully.
Yeah, when you're dealing with a lot of paperwork, that's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some people think that's not a job, but let me tell you,
Oh.
that mental job like that can wear you out more than a physical job will.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I don't have any pets, but I used to have a dog, a little wiener dog named Jake. But no pets anymore. Yeah.
Oh man, I had a question in my mind and it slipped away.
No worries.
So what's your hobbies outside of hockey?
I in the off season I really like camping. I camp a lot, and when I'm camping I love fly fishing. It's one of the things I do the most in the off season. And actually after we played Sheridan, we got back like really early on Sunday morning, and then I got up a couple hours later and went fishing and here down here, and I caught a couple of nice brown trout and a pretty big rainbow, so that was fun.
Nice. What's your favorite thing to fish for?
My favorite fish are cutthroat trout. We have a lot of those up in the mountains in Canada. They're so just beautiful fish. Like, they're just awesome.
Cool. You do any hunting up there?
No, I don't hunt at all. My
Oh.
I don't know, my dad isn't really much of a hunter, so I just never really got into it, but big fisherman.
And that's usually the way it's kind of a traditional kind of a thing you follow, you know.
Yeah.
Most people, you know, if their parents don't hunt or fish, they don't usually end up doing either one, or if they, you know, don't do one thing or the other.
Yeah, for sure.
That's, yeah, that's typical.
Yeah, hunting is a pretty expensive hobby. It's pretty
Yes,
tough to
it
get
is.
into.
It can
But
be.
it looks like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's, but I mean, it's no different than fishing for real, other
Yeah.
than the fact that, you know, you got one shot with hunting, whereas with fishing, you got a multitude of shots.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's the same. I mean, it's the same premise. You know, you go out there and there's a reason why they call it fishing and not catching. You
Yeah,
know,
exactly.
just like with hunting, you know, there's a reason why they call it hunting and not killing.
Yeah.
You know,
A lot of times you go and don't get anything.
yep, oh yeah, I've had a long dry spell before. So, but it's all about getting out there in the mountains and just finding that peace, you know, and the same thing you do with fishing, because, you know, I'm a big fisherman too, so.
Yep.
Just sitting on the water is good for me. I don't care if I
Yeah.
catch anything or not.
Yeah, just getting away from all the craziness and getting away from your phone, having no service. It's really
Yep,
nice.
exactly. So let's talk about the team. We're 7-6 right now.
Yep.
You're battling Bozeman for third place, one game out. And that's who we play Sunday. So, what are your thoughts on Sunday's game?
Well, we've been having a really good week of practice this week. Just been battling super hard, getting our just working our compete level. Everyone's been working super hard. And honestly, last time we played Bozeman, a couple weeks ago there, I think we stacked up pretty well against them. Like, they have three games this weekend, so two before us. So, I think it's a really good opportunity to get on them, get some points back on them.
Yep. Yeah,
Think
they should. They.
we play them 8 times this year, so gonna be a pretty big rivalry.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday they should be fairly tired. I mean, just like you all was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did y'all had your 3-day weekend? 3-day weekend.
Yeah, when we went to Sheridan.
Yeah. So yeah, it's they'll be pretty tired and
but just can't. We gotta come out and work no matter what. We can't. If we think it's easy, it's not gonna be easy. There's never any easy games, so.
No.
Yeah, just
no.
gotta work hard.
Yep. And you gotta come out of the box fighting. I mean, that's that's one of the biggest things is I see the teams that win a lot, and that's the one of the biggest things is when they step onto the ice, it's go time.
Yeah.
There's no around. There's no lag time, there's no, warming up, it's go time.
Yeah.
But do you know if you're in a net or if it's Ryder or
I actually haven't heard yet who's going, so
well, I figure it'll probably be tomorrow or Thursday before y'all find out.
Yeah, we'll find out at some point and go from there.
Yep. So who's got the, let's see, you played Bozeman what, twice? Or the team?
We've only played Bozeman once this year.
Was it once?
Yeah.
Who was in the net in that game?
I played that game.
You played that game?
Yeah. So I think the final score was 4-2, and they got an empty netter. So, and then we scored after their empty netter while I was on the bench. So, but yeah, I don't know. I think I play well against Bozeman. I played against them quite a few times last year, so I know I'm familiar with their top guys, their returners. So. I like playing against them.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Can't really think of anything else to ask you. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about? Anything that you want to – anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
I mean, I just like to talk about – how much I just really like it here in Great Falls. It's been awesome for these 2 years, or I guess my second year here. It's been really good. I have super good billet parents, Bob and Wendy. This year with the new locker room and everything, it's awesome. So glad to be here, and it's really good.
That's definitely a big step up on that that new locker room.
Oh yeah.
That ought to make you guys feel good.
Yeah. Me and Phil and Sam and Aaron were the ones in there building it that week leading up to the Yellowstone series. We were cutting it pretty close. Like, we had a lot of work to do. But we finished it the morning. Or we finished it on the Thursday before our first game, which was on the Friday against Yellowstone.
Right.
And surprised the guys and told them we could move into the new locker room. So that was really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I haven't even got to see it yet.
Oh, really?
No. Nope. Haven't had a chance.
Yeah. You'll have to see it at some point. It's really nice.
Yep. I will definitely get over there at some point.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of Aaron, that's who I'd like to interview next week. Cause that'll finish out the veterans. And
yeah, that'll be a good one.
I thought that appropriate. I started off with Alex and finish off with Aaron.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah.
No, this was good. My first ever podcast interview, so it's pretty cool.
There you go. Well, I mean, this is only my interview, so.
Yeah. We're both new.
There you go.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. That's become my thing in the past year. I never listened to them before, but I just started getting off into them and listening to the hockey ones all the time. And I just got to thinking about, how much, the only player on the team that I ever really got to know last year was Jake because he lived with us.
All right. Yeah.
So I never really got to know any of the rest of you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good way to do that.
Yeah, that's what, you know, it's a good way for me. It's a good way for the fans, you know, all the fans out there, you know, they get to know you guys on a personal level, you know. Now when they go out there and rooting for the team, they know, you know, it makes a connection there for them.
Yeah, it's really good.
Plus, it's yeah. You know, it's good for the team too, you know, because there's, you know, a lot of times you guys don't really get much of a chance to talk about a lot of different things, so. You know, yeah. You guys can listen to it and learn a little few things here and there about each other that you may not know, you know. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed listening to those other episodes. They're good.
Yep. Everybody's been good so far.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to get a couple of the rookies on here, and they're going to be one word answers, you know. I'm trying to, you know, like trying yeah. to pull hen's teeth.
Yeah, it's gonna be a short interview.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, Ryan, I sure appreciate you coming on here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Really absolutely. Good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking to you and learning about you.
Yeah, for sure. I look forward to listening to ones in the future. The other guys.
Yep, absolutely. And we look forward to Sunday. And whoever's in the net, I know we'll do an excellent job against Bozeman. And yep. You boys are going to make us proud on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I will let you go then. You have yourself a good night, sir.
Sounds good. You as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye. That was number 41, Ryan Stowe, goaltender, one of our goaltenders. As always, folks, it's been enjoyable talking to one of our players for the Americans, giving them the opportunity to introduce themselves to you all. As I always say, friends, be optimistic. And we'll see you at the games.